Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 9th of January. I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, where I live. I'm sorry for the late start. Unfortunately, some things happened today beyond my control. I'm not going to get into that. I would much rather not get into that. Some things happened. I do not know where the other piece went at all. With my headphones, but as I always say, you know, it's good to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, and however you may be tuning in to the program tonight, as it's nice to be with you, and so... And I know some people might think, you know, I'm sure I might have been asked this a couple times over my life. I'm sure some people have asked me, what made you first even think about getting into broadcasting? Well, I can recall over the years, back even in the early to mid-2000s, I remember hearing radio broadcasting people, you know, talking on the radio. And I remember thinking, you know, this is pretty cool. They would be, and they say theater, they say radio is the theater of the mind. It is, because, you know, many times it's based on, you know, what people think. And people might be on radio, you know, sharing their thoughts, sharing what they think. You know, that's what they do on talk radio all the time. Like people like Sean Hannity, like Mark Levin, however you want to say it. Rush Limbaugh was a key man in that before his passing. And he would, he had many supporters. Many people enjoyed him, including myself. And, but what really lit the spark for me was me hearing Lions game back in 2008 when the Lions were playing the Texans. At Reliant Stadium in Houston, Texas. And it was a Sunday afternoon in early October. And I can recall the Lions were not winning that game. In fact, at one point it was 21-0 Texans. But there was something about it that I enjoyed, hearing their stadium announcer yelling, "Touchdown, Texans!" And then there was this big firework, pyrotechnic type thing going off in the Reliant Stadium, now NRG Stadium. As I said, in Houston. The guys, Rich, the man who does the stadium announcing for the Houston Texans, his name is Mark something, but I've never known his name. I forgot his last name, but I would say hearing his voice was what made me think that sportscasting might have been for me. And so, and then of course, before that, I was listening to people like The Herd show on ESPN Radio and Mike and Mike in the Morning and others. And I was thinking, you know, this might be cool. But then really what the spark for me was hearing the stadium announcer in Houston. Because sometimes in the background, depending on like, you know, where they are in the stadium, you can hear the stadium announcer in the background sometimes when you listen to some of these games. And so that makes it rather interesting. Now here in Michigan, you might say, well, what was your favorite, you know, stadium announcer in Michigan? For me, that's been Mason of the Detroit Pistons. The Tigers have had a pretty good one too. But you talk about sportscasters, some of those who have broadcasted the games live. I got to meet Brad Goldberg a couple different times before, who was for years was the play-by-play announcer on ESPN 100.9 FM for the Great Lakes Loons, the minor league baseball team here in Midland. And I remember back in 09, it was a joy to meet him, for me to meet him and ask him questions. And he thought I was a pretty cool dude. I thought he was a pretty cool dude. But I use this, you know, this means to, of course, you know, talk about God. And yes, we do talk about sports on here as well. And for me, it makes it so much easier. I don't want to just say easier necessarily, but it makes it more enjoyable to talk about sports, to talk about Michigan and Detroit sports when we're winning. Like when we're winning, like last night when we had that little discussion about the Lions and how I think we can be even the Lions can be even better next year, especially if they play the way they played those last 10 games. And even those last two games after the Carolina loss, I saw a team with fire in their bellies. I saw a team that it seemed to me like they had a roar. It seemed to me like they had a roar, like a true roar, and not a little kick me out. And it was great to see. That experience that I had in 2008, listening to the Houston Texans versus the Lions, was what really sparked the interest for me and made me go, hey, I think it would be really cool for me to be like that guy, whether it be me calling an NFL game live from in the stadium, being the stadium announcer, or even if we want to go talk local, like Midland High School or something, or maybe at the college level, like maybe even at a place like U of M, as it has either been for me to be calling games live from in the press box, you know, for the stadium fans, or to be doing a talk show, statewide or nationwide talk show, where I give sports news and that, and we have discussion, and callers call in. and give me their opinions, and we discuss things, like in the news. Like, example, today, like that guy today, we probably would have spent some time talking about the Georgia TCU college football final last night, and probably would have spent some time talking about the upcoming NFL playoffs, as well as certainly a little bit of with whatever's going on else in the sports world, we would give a little bit of discussion to that too. Of course, if it was a Michigan one, there'd be more about Michigan things. You know, trying to tailor it to my audience. In my mind, over the years, I had always had my ears and eyes open to both possibilities. And I'm still believing God that someday for me that dream will come true. And so when this opportunity opened up with Preacher Man, Sam Cottle, you know, I thought it was a great opportunity. And we came up with the name The Miracle Man for when we launched the show, for what we were going to call it. Because obviously, if you're going to start a radio show, whether it be a radio show that is based on the analog, like where you just, you know, turn on the radio, turn to a certain radio station, and voila, there it is. Or your omni channel, meaning both online and on regular radio, or whether you're like us, where the show is exclusively online. When we launched this back in 2017, we decided that we were going to call the show The Miracle Man. And it was called The Miracle Man because I strongly believe in miracles. I believe in the God who does miracles. My God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the miracle worker. He's not trying to be the miracle worker. He is the miracle worker. He is. And I strongly believe it. And he makes a way for you when there seems like there's no way for you. He makes a way. And it's regardless of whether we're fighting stuff in our body, fighting for our life, or just, you know, maybe we just feel like we've got a bad case of the blues or the flu or you're cold or whatever, or could just be mentally we're just, for whatever reason, just feeling down and out. And it might feel like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? I feel like there's no way. But God makes a way. God always makes a way for us. He always makes a way for those of us who ask him to show us, for those of us who serve him. You know, these people who are going through stuff in their minds or their body that don't have God, who knows how they make it without God? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to stay sick and depressed. Or even if not depressed, just super sad all the time. But I always trust God. trust in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's who I trust in. That's what I trust in. And I know his promises are, in fact, yes and amen. Yes and amen. Those are his promises. Yes and amen. Not maybe and I guess, as I like to say. Every once in a while I feel like that. Do I cry like that? No, but don't we all feel like that sometimes, Kaylee?
Yeah,
so it's because I've heard even pastor tease about that from the pulpit. Even though these people joke when they make comments like that, do you feel like in a way they're kind of being serious? Because in a way, so they might be grown adults and not cry. That's kind of sometimes how they feel. Because obviously their cry can't necessarily mimic the baby. And you're not just saying, I'm guessing you would say that before you even had either one of them. So it's not just like, because, oh, I'm a mom. Like, there's more to it than that. You would say the mom factor is real, but there's more to it. Or if I was, a father, it would be, the dad factor. The parent factor. But as a single with no children, any one of us who's an adult or whatever, it's not, we just feel that way. But because even recently I heard my pastor, when he heard a baby cry, and he was like, I feel that way sometimes myself, even though he doesn't necessarily cry like that. Or you hear the kids screaming sometimes, even when they're playing, sometimes they scream. And I'm sure sometimes every once in a while then you hear someone who might think, I'm like, join him. And I will admit, sometimes I do scream a little bit on their eyes. I do. I won't do that again. But not like I'm scared, but I think it's, the screaming people on the big rides, like at the fair or at Cedar Point or whatever, to me, that's a part of the experience. Hoping that most of the screaming is because they enjoy the ride. Like for me, when I'm doing it, why I'm screaming. But I'm just thinking, because sometimes you can interpret sounds that you might hear a certain way. Real quick, I want to remind you so quickly about how you can, about sowing the seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And then also the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please, if you would, make a note of it. It'll help you if you'll do that. So please just do that. It'll help you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The verse I want to sow into your life, Luke 6:38. I wish, above all things, that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Even as your soul prospers. Gonna sing a couple songs and then get into the word for a few minutes. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. You glory. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those who need. You lift us up on wings. Like eagles, strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, a strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You are the growing. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those who need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. The everlasting God, the everlasting, you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God, the everlasting God, the everlasting, you are the everlasting God. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those who need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise. Honored to touch your heart and glorify your name is a strong and mighty tower, your name is a shelter like no other, your name. Let the nations sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to save. your name. Oh, your name, Lord. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say but your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that your hand is on us. We worshiped you. We praised you. We're in our homes right now, Lord God, and we've taken times out of our evening to learn about you, to learn about you, to study about you, to learn your ways. Thank you, Master, for what you are doing for each and every one of us. Thank you, Master. We honor you tonight. We worship you tonight. We trust you tonight. We know that you are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the everlasting God. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing. Bless us tonight as we study your word. Thank you that these listeners have ears to hear. That they'll be able to be a part and not just, that they won't just be little spectators, but they'll be able to focus and to be a part and not just sit there and watch and listen. Thank you, Master, for that in your matchless name. And I'll make my confession over this. Thank you that you're meeting every need tonight. You're healing every body, changing every mind. You know what these people need. Thank you that you're meeting every need that these people have. In your name, we pray. Now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, finances come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. Matchless name. Amen, amen, amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Galatians 6. Hallelujah, Galatians 6. We'll just see what all the Lord has for us tonight. Galatians 6. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. Once the miracle man finds. And for the next little bit, whatever I do, you do. I'm going to begin with verse 1. If someone is caught in a fault or sin, it says, you which are caught in a sin, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of weakness, or gently, as my version says, watch yourself, or you also may be tempted and may fall into the same fault. Carry each other's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. For each one should carry his own load. Verse number 6. Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. God is not mocked. A man reaps what he sows. In other words, you reap what you sow. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction, corruption. In other words, that's where we get that from. He who soweth of the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to please the Spirit, he who sows to please the Lord, from the Spirit, by the Spirit, he will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in well-doing. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. We don't give up. If we do not give up, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Verse 11. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to make a good outwardly are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross. But not even those who are circumcised obey the law. Yet they want you to be circumcised so they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world has been, word has been crucified by me, and I by the word. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation, peace and mercy to all who follow this rule. Yes, by God. Finally, brother, let no one cause me trouble. For I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, my brothers, amen. So, this quote, well, you see here, God was speaking to the Galatians through Paul. And he she talks about, you know, how do we, the first thing we read about tonight is how do we help someone be free from sin? How do we help someone get delivered? Ye which are caught in a fault should not be trying to go deliver someone from the same fault. You say, what do you mean, miracle man? Well, this would mean if you are a gossiper, if you are a known gossiper, by that I mean if God knows you gossip and you try to go deliver someone else from gossiping, you yourself could fall into that same trap. So don't be trying to deliver someone when you yourself are in the same trap. Get free first. Prove yourself first. Sends you to go to someone and deal with them. Do it. But make sure you're right. Make sure you have the right attitude when you go to do that. Make sure you have the right attitude and don't just go in there and be like, stop doing what you're doing. That can kind of go along with this whole thing of you reap what you sow. What do you sow? What are people seeing from you? You're reaping what you're sowing. If you sow of the flesh, you sow stuff from your flesh and all your desires and that, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. I don't want my house corrupted. I don't want myself corrupted. You know, when I get married, you know, which I'm believing God for, when I get married, I don't want my marriage corrupted. I don't want my family corrupted. I don't want that. I want the blessing of God. He who soweth of the Spirit, who soweth spiritual stuff, shall by the Spirit reap eternal life. You reap what you sow, period. There's no maybe about it. There's no, oh, I wish this. Oh, I wish that. Oh, this, that, the other thing, you know, la, 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 la. No. According to the Word of God, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. And what you plant is what you grow. If I go out here tonight after my show and plant some seeds, like if I were to go and plant some seeds, you know, for example, for carrots, what should I expect to get? Carrots. That's part of where that thing comes in of. You reap what you sow. No, I'm not taking up an offering tonight, but I'm teaching the Bible, showing you what the Word of God says through what we read tonight. That's what I was showing you, was what we read tonight in the Word of God tonight. I read you the Word of God and gave you that tonight. And so, I'm going to end.
early tonight.
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word tonight, that they'll just follow what we read tonight and not just be readers and hearers of it who decide that we won't take it to heart. No, we're going to take your word to heart tonight, and we're going to live for you with what we have. And I thank you, Master, for that every one of these listeners, that you just bless them in everything they do. In Jesus' name. In college sports from last night, Georgia romped over TCU 55-7. It was over in the first quarter. Multiple issues. TCU throwing interceptions. So until next time, God first, God always. Hello, everybody. And I'll talk to y'all next time.